Semi-sonic chemistry ahead of that one, Janet Jackson, all for you. I tell you what, sometime on the show, or every now and again on the show, we do things all for somebody. And last year, we started a feature that we ran just before Christmas, just to help out a couple of people over the Christmas period. It was called Helping Hands. One of the stories that created such a phenomenal response was Sheila and her little teddy toys. It was incredible. We got some feedback for you, which is going to warm your heart, I promise you. And it's so good to be part of something like this. It really, really is. So, I received insight of a lady by the name of Sheila. What this lady does is she runs her own little business in an event to try and raise money for her son, her children. You know, she's trying to make a way. And she makes these little teddy toys. We've each got one in front of us. You've got a little zebra.
Beautiful.
I've got a little rhino. It looks absolutely amazing. So anyway, we interviewed her and we ran her story on air. And we had a phenomenal response. In fact, you did this one.
Mm-hmm.
I was away. I was in the bush, believe it or not. And you ran this one. The next thing, I'm sitting having breakfast and my phone goes absolutely crazy with emails, you know, people trying to reach out, people want to assist, help, everything. We had feedback from a guy who said, listen, I want to get involved. I want to build Sheila a website. I want to promote her amazing cause. I want to promote these little teddy bears. And he literally built her a website. His name is Nick Davil. And he got together, built such an amazing little website. He's hosting it. He's paying for it and everything, right? We then received communication from a guy by the name of John. Now, John said to us, please, I want Sheila's details. I'd like to make a donation. I'd like to get involved. I would like to support her cause. And we thought it was going to end there. We thought, you know what, he's made a fantastic contribution towards her stock. He made a handsome donation from his company to help Sheila out. And she was extremely grateful. She phoned me to say, Michael, thank you so much. This guy, John, has contacted me. He's made a donation. He's put the money in my bank account. I can now afford to buy so much stock and just build my business from there. All right. Sometime after that, we continued to communicate with John. All right. And we've got him in the studio today. He's come through. He said to me, you know, Mark, I'd like to come and see how things work there at the studio. We said, please, with by all means, especially with, you know, with what you've done for us and Sheila, come on through. And good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike. And
hi, John. Thanks for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Absolutely amazing human being with us here today. John, I just wanted to do a quick touch base on air just to give you a bit of feedback. And I mean, you've got a bit of feedback for us as well. What inspired you throughout this whole process? I mean, to make the donation and get involved?
I think just hearing somebody trying to do something to actually get her children through school and give them a better life, but actually making something, not just standing at the robot begging. It's just amazing.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
So this is Sheila. I mean, I must thank you for bringing myself and Sam each one of these amazing little teddy toys. They are incredible.
They're such quality as
they
well.
They are quality.
Really just incredible.
I mean, I would expect to find this in one of these chain stores. I mean, they are so beautiful. Properly, you know, a proper handmade little toys. I can tell you that I spoke to Sheila recently. All right. She contacted me to say, Michael, thank you so much. We've had an overwhelming response. She said the response was so good, all right, that she was able to employ another jobless lady.
Isn't that incredible?
Another woman out there who was on the street who did not have a job.
Who's in the same position as she was originally.
100%. Sheila had the ability to actually employ this lady and give her a job. And it was because of the likes of you and the guys who helped out with something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I just wondered how we could actually help her sell these toys, because distribution is obviously a big issue for her.
Of course, yeah.
So then I had this brainwave that a friend of mine owns a lodge up in Madikwe, and he has a curio shop.
Okay.
So I contacted him and said, Rolf, would you mind putting some of these lovely teddy toys in your curio shop? And he said, of course. So I contacted Sheila. I said, Sheila, I've got a problem. I'm leaving on Thursday for Rulani Madikwe, and I need another 30 toys, or as many as you can knit by then. This was on a Saturday. So then she came back to me and said she'll try her best. I went there at Four Ways Crossing to go and collect these teddy toys. She'd made 30 between a Saturday and a Wednesday afternoon.
And you know, when amazing. We spoke to her, we asked her, how many do you make? She makes about 2 or 3 a day, generally. And obviously, she employed this other woman to get involved and to make these. I mean, her hands must be shattered. But I mean, all for a good cause. This woman is doing this for her kids. Well, John, thank you very much. It's amazing human beings like you that we need in society today to get involved and just assist this kind of cause. So thank you very much for everything you've done for Sheila and your continued support as well.
Absolute pleasure, Mike.
By the
please
way,
please try and do it for some other people as well.
That's it. It's all about passing it on. We've already got a message saying, how do we get hold of Sheila? Do you have an email address, a website? I'm interested in finding out more. If you want to get hold of Sheila, okay, this is what you have to do. This website that was created with her, it's got a photograph of her. It's got a photograph of all of her toys. You can't go and search in Google teddytoys.co.za because there's a whole bunch of other websites that come up. What you have to do is you have to go and click on the little area that you put in a website. All right, so HTTPS in there. Just click on it and just type with no spaces teddytoys.co.za. So teddytoys.co.za. You will see it'll come up. You can also email teddy@teddytoys.co.za or you can give Sheila a call 073-176-9002. The number again 073-176-9002. Get hold of Sheila, support her. She needs your support. She's got an employee now, somebody that requires a salary, so get involved. teddytoys.co.za. Thank you so much, John, for coming through.
John.
We do appreciate it. It is the Mixed Up Breakfast Show on Mix 93.8 FM. Some Aloe Black now with Hello World. It's 9:19. Good morning.
Hello World.